In the past few weeks, we've been hearing a lot about climate change and the young voices that are rising up to take action. Greta Thunberg is just one climate activist throwing the spotlight on changing behavior. Here in the islands, Hawaii Energy has been looking at ways to get the community to adopt energy-saving practices. The Empower Hawaii Project helped about a half a dozen groups to save some $30,000. It's looking for a second round of motivated nonprofits. We sat down with Brian Kalaho last week to talk about that project.
It was really inspired by our marketing director, Shana Doy. She had worked with Habitat for Humanity and their Restore, and we saw the impact that could be made by them reducing their energy bills by doing a lighting project. So we said, we need to do this in a broader format, and how can we involve more nonprofits? So we created this program specifically for nonprofits, and we had our first cohort last year where we had five different participants. And what we did was we walked them through the whole process, one, just to understand how they're using energy, so the awareness piece first, and then we helped them with technical assistance and increased incentives and how to write an RFP, how to evaluate quotes, and help them through the process rather than just saying, here's an incentive, come back to us once the project's complete. Because we knew that nonprofits typically don't have facility managers, they don't have people who are really focused on this. So we knew we had to make it easy.
Guide us to the steps. I mean, you know, how did they achieve these savings?
So what they did first was they had somebody come out and we helped them. We did an audit of the facility to show them where they're, how they're using their lighting and how much energy that they were using. And then we worked with them. We sat down and helped them put together an RFP. And they went out to a couple of the vendors that we work with. We have Clean Energy Allies that do energy projects across the state. A short list of those wanted to help nonprofits out. And so they sent the RFP out to those vendors. The vendors provided their proposals. We helped them through the evaluation of the proposals to understand what they're looking at and how to evaluate what they're seeing. And ultimately, they made the nonprofits would make the selection on who they wanted to work with. That vendor would come in, complete the project, and work with us to get the rebates. And what we did that was special last year, beyond all of that, was we also provided an elevated level of rebates so that then the return on this investment was under 2 years. It made it really attractive for them to move forward.
And so you have just opened up the period then to get a whole new cohort of companies in. And so how is that going?
It's going well so far. We just opened it up on October 1st, and it's kind of combined with October's Energy Awareness Month. And earlier this week was Energy Efficiency Day. So we really put the call out to nonprofits to become more aware about how they're using their energy. We've went out in a number of different means, but I think what's been the most effective so far is the participants who participated last year have been out telling the story of how beneficial it was for them and how easy and the program was made for them. We really focused on trying not to use technical jargon and make it simple for them to understand what we were doing, and it seemed like that worked pretty well.
Is it just as simple as changing the lamps in your lights in your office?
That's one of the places that we start with, and that's where the focus of the cohorts have been. But as you know, in some of these facilities, we work with Children's Discovery Center. So in that case, the lamps are really high up in the ceiling, harder to access. It's not something you can do on your own. In that case, that's why they needed a vendor to come in and do that. But the other part to that was really interesting. We know this, but until you see it in action, I think sometimes we forget. The Children's Discovery Center in particular, they've received so many comments about how well lit and how much nicer it is inside. And so those are some of the non-energy benefits of the project beyond saving money and reducing their energy use.
And you're talking about older buildings. I mean, that's a kind of repurposed incinerator. One of the other groups was the YWCA?
Correct. Right, and that was a historic building. So they had some of their challenges as well as they looked at certain fixtures, especially if you're doing fixture replacements versus just changing out the lamps itself. So we help them through all of those processes.
And what's maybe the biggest challenge that you folks came across in working with these different groups last year?
I think the biggest challenge was really for them to have enough upfront capital to be able to do the work. So for them, even though we provide rebates, you still need to come up with some of the money upfront. So that meant having to go to their boards, showing what the return would be. And one, if they just had to have the money, first of all, if they didn't have the money, that was a challenge in and of itself. and secondly, to allocate the money to be able to use it for this purpose. So that was the biggest challenge, especially as we are talking to everyone who's participated in the first cohort. They want to do more, but they realize they don't have the budget to do more. So we're trying to work now to find some other financial mechanisms for them to be able to finance the project and maybe pay for it out of savings. But that's probably been the biggest challenge is the upfront cost.
Are there any grants that are available either federally, you know, or on the state level?
We're looking into it. There's a couple of grants that are available for rural. The designation under USDA is rural, so it's not outside of urban Honolulu. Nonprofits that fall into that category would be eligible for some grant funding for energy efficiency.
Were any Neighbor Island nonprofits included in this first go-around?
Not the first go-around, but we are hopeful that we will see a broader set this year.
As far as then criteria, I mean, if there are nonprofits out there that want to participate, are there guidelines they have to meet?
There are. We're looking for, obviously, nonprofits who are motivated to want to take action. So we're looking for nonprofits that are willing to commit some time to the process because we hold monthly workshops to help educate them and walk them through the process. So we ask for a time commitment of a couple of champions. We also want to make sure that they're empowered enough to be able to make decisions of where their nonprofit is located. So if you own your facility, you're obviously in that position. If you're leasing your facility, just that you have the approval of your landlord to be able to make the changes. So those are probably the two primary requirements that we were looking for so that people can actually move to implementation.
So the idea of empowering these nonprofits, is this program model after something else on the mainland? Or
no, it was actually a brainchild of our marketing director who used to work for a nonprofit, and she realized how challenging it is when you look at how much your operating costs are and how could we funnel more dollars to the mission. And we said, well, why don't we help them? Because part of our responsibility as Hawaii Energy is we want to make sure that everybody is participating in our programs. And oftentimes, those that have better access to capital or better engineering staff that know what to do, they're the ones that are participating in our program. So we decided we need to do better outreach and make sure we bring everyone as a part of this. And that's really where that came from.
Okay, so for this first group that went through it, they reduced their bills. But is there something more then that they can do?
There is. So they're looking, they focused on lighting primarily. And now we're looking to see what we can do around their air conditioning loads and other ways that they use energy. Those projects usually take a little bit longer because you have to deal with the entire air conditioning system. They cost a little bit more. So that's why we're stepping it into the next phase, but also part of the cohort, which we've done in the first and we'll do in this second one as well, is we try to teach them about how they're using their energy, because some of the savings can come from just behavioral changes and how you operate a facility, making sure you shut things off on at the end of the day or over the weekend and those types of things. We find that you can save, you know, up to 10%, sometimes usually 5 to 10% on just changing how you use your equipment. Well, beyond operating cost savings, which is huge and important for nonprofits, I think the events of the past few weeks with Greta in particular raising the awareness around climate change, a lot of people aren't aware that energy efficiency really can help advance our and help us meet our climate goals. There's been studies nationally that have shown if we were to fully embrace and go aggressively towards reducing our energy use, we can get to about half of our climate goal needs. So because a lot of how we produce electricity now is not renewable, just by reducing waste, we can go a long way there. So I like to tell people that story to make sure they see the connection that saving money on your energy bill is important, but there is a real connection to this greater planet and our greater good.
Right. So if you have youngins in your family, start them young, start them to be more aware of whether they're leaving the lights on or leaving the TV blaring or that kind of thing.
Exactly. I mean, the keiki really are our future. And it's funny because I've seen where we've done student workshops and they've come home and they've made a difference at home because the parents will listen to their kids. And they won't listen to adults or us.
And that was Brian Kealoha, Executive Director of the Hawaii Energy Office, talking about a program to empower nonprofits and help them save money. The first group that took part last year included the Waikiki Health Center, Waimanalo Health Center, the Children's Discovery Center, the YWCA, and Lunalilo Home.